Welcome to the Superheroes and Mutants in Your Classroom podcast. I'm Jamie Nichols, a National Board Certified Exceptional Need Teacher who specializes in assistive technology for 3 to 22-year-old students. In this podcast, we give quick ideas for general education and special education teachers. We like to explore the ideas of comic culture icons and pop art icons as if they were young students in your classroom. People from across the country send me questions about their favorite fandom characters, and I answer them with ideas for accommodations in the classroom. In this episode, what would you do with a young, paralyzed Professor X in your childhood classroom? We'll explore accommodations for students in a wheelchair.
Hi, Jamie. I'm Mike from New York City. I had a question about Professor Charles Xavier. We all know that Professor X is a very powerful mutant. He has telekinetic abilities. We all know that he, in the movies, he was shot in the back accidentally, which removed the use of his legs, and he was bound to a wheelchair. So my question is, in a real-world setting, if Professor X was in a high school classroom, what accommodations would he need?
Well, that's a great question, Mike. So many times students in wheelchairs don't have to have an IEP, but sometimes they do. In either case, they could have some basic accommodations in the classroom or some pretty extensive accommodations. First, you should consult with an assistive technology specialist to see if there's any mounts that are available that can be attached to a wheelchair. The mount could be something like a desk that makes a desk surface is actually on the wheelchair, so the wheelchair doesn't roll under a desk. Or there are mounts that you could attach that will hold iPads or Chromebooks, and there's many places you can go to look for mounts. There's even a great YouTube channel called How I Roll Sports. It's pretty cool examples of simple wheelchair mounts for an active person. So Mike asked about a high school age student, and I work with a student in high school who has muscular dystrophy. She rolls around her campus in her wheelchair and she rocks the place. She has a desk attached to her wheelchair, and then she has an iPad assigned from my assistive technology office. To make some accommodations for the iPad, we attached the soft side of the Velcro to the back of the iPad case, and then we put scratchy sides of the Velcro in different places for her so that she could attach the iPad to those surfaces, and then the iPad wouldn't slide around. For example, we have Velcro on her desk, so that her aide can place the iPad on the desk, and then she can use a stylus with very minimal movements, she can access the iPad. We also, instead of giving a mounted form like that's at an angle for her, we took just a simple binder, like a 3-inch binder, turned it the opposite direction on its side, put Velcro on it, so now it's slanted towards her, and the aide can stick the iPad on that, and then it's even closer for her when she's doing things like drawing for her geometry class. You could buy slant boards, but binders are a pretty cheap alternative. So I learned how to position the iPad for her because I talked with her extensively, like exactly about what are her preferences. And it totally gives the power to her so that she could advocate. Now, Professor X, if he was in your classroom, he would most likely tell you exactly what he wanted to do. In fact, he would want to take over the classroom. But remember, you have the power. Note, all characters in the DC, Marvel, and TV universe are copyright protected and only used here to share physical and emotional ideas for teachers in the classroom.